Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, June 11th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Rock Breaks, Fathom Nickel Inc., FNI, 6Q5, FNICF, expands Gochaiger Lake property, postpones field program due to Saskatchewan wildfires. Fathom Nickel Inc. has expanded its Gochaiger Lake property in Saskatchewan, identifying new exploration opportunities for nickel, copper, cobalt, zinc, lead, silver, and gold. The company has postponed its field program due to wildfires in the region, showing support for those affected. CEO Ian Fraser highlights the strategic importance of the expansion. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry and offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. GeoVax responds to WHO's fourth declaration of Mpox as a global public health emergency. GeoVax Labs Inc. responds to WHO's declaration of Mpox as a public health emergency of international concern, highlighting the global spread of the highly virulent Clade 1 strain. The company's GeoMVA vaccine offers an alternative to the limited global supply, with manufacturing processes underway for clinical trials in 2026. GeoVax emphasizes the need for expanded vaccine capacity to address the escalating crisis, urging policymakers to accelerate regulatory pathways and increase funding for pandemic preparedness. The company's engagement with federal agencies aims to strengthen national biosecurity and public health readiness, aligning GeoMVA with government initiatives for onshoring critical pharmaceutical manufacturing. GeoVax's proactive approach seeks to address the growing threat of Mpox and enhance global pandemic resilience.
Data Challenge explores inflammation's hidden role in heart disease. The American Heart Association has launched the Systemic Inflammation Data Challenge to explore how inflammation, specifically high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, contributes to cardiovascular disease. This research initiative aims to identify individuals at increased risk and improve health outcomes through advanced data science. Participants will investigate how social drivers of health may impact the development of heart disease. Top submissions will receive awards totaling $75,000 with a $40,000 first prize. Funded in part by Novo Nordisk Inc., the challenge seeks to elevate awareness about inflammation's impact on heart health. For more information or to register, visit the Precision Medicine platform at pmp.heart/systemisinflammationdatachallenge.
Creative Biolabs enhances LBP analytics to support full-cycle development from strain to preclinical stage. Creative Biolabs has enhanced its LBP analytics to support full-cycle development from strain to preclinical stage. The company's advanced microbial service platform offers a standardized and controllable technical pathway from strain screening to product finalization. By integrating critical elements such as strain identification, contaminant analysis, formulation development, viability monitoring, and stability evaluation, Creative Biolabs addresses common bottlenecks in LBP development. Through advanced techniques like 16S RNA sequencing and MALDI-TOF mass spectrometry, the company validates candidate strains for downstream efficacy research. Continuous purity verification, formulation science, and stability studies are also key components of the platform. Additionally, Creative Biolabs offers a portfolio of probiotic reference materials to support methodological validation and testing reproducibility in live probiotic research and industrial applications. The deep integration of biology and analytics is crucial for the scientific advancement of LBPs, offering predictability and control for the future of this emerging therapeutic class. LaForte Immunotherapeutics presents preclinical data on glucocorticoid antibody drug conjugate LFD200 to treat autoimmune and inflammatory diseases at EULAR 2025. LaForte Immunotherapeutics presented preclinical data on its lead program, LFD200, at EULAR 2025. The data showed targeted and sustained delivery of a glucocorticoid payload to immune cells without systemic toxicity. Results from in vitro and in vivo studies in mice and NHPs demonstrated efficacy in autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. LFD200 achieved sustained GC exposure in immune tissues for over 7 days with minimal off-target effects. The ADC prevented colitis development and inhibited inflammatory cytokines in various disease models. LaForte's novel drug delivery platform offers a promising approach to treating autoimmune conditions. A phase 1 clinical study for LFD200 is set to begin soon, with initial clinical data expected by the end of 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.